Yeah, I think on the logistics side, it works both ways. When we tour so far, we've never toured with extra crew. A lot of bands that are playing the venues that we do or have this many people might carry a tour manager with them or a sound engineer. And we're certainly looking forward to getting those things. But financially, with a seven-person band, that comes into play as well. There's a lot of mouths to feed. And so we try to keep our costs low. And it is a lot of coordination. So I think on the cons, like, it's just hard to schedule stuff with seven people. And we all have our own independent lives. Our tenor saxophonist right now lives in Los Angeles. Our bass player Mark lives in Bellingham. Our drummer Jared lives in Tacoma. So there's a little bit of travel involved where we do have we have a studio and rehearsal space here in Seattle that we still use, and the people that are in Seattle or the Northwest come up here on like a weekly basis and meet, and we use that space. And now more with people a little bit more spread out, we just try to find pockets of times where it's like, okay, we're going to do like 3 intensive days or 5 intensive days and do that. Logistically, like when we're on tour, it does help having that many people. Number one, driving. There's always somebody available to drive. We kind of break down roles in the tour, who's advancing shows, who's doing a little bit more of the venue coordination and the tour managing day to day when we arrive at a venue. Usually I'm doing the merchandise, setting up the merchandise, getting the point of sale going when we get to a venue, settling shows at the end of the night. So we all do kind of carve out those roles when we're on the road. And when we're at home, our drummer Jared does a lot of the communication and day-to-day stuff. He's kind of our leader in that regard, facilitating communication with everyone. And it is kind of like a small business in that sense. We've got a Slack channel that we all are using all the time, and there's been a lot of doodle polls in our past. And so it's logistically just coordinating schedules is challenging, and trying to respect everybody's times and needs there. I think having this many people, in my opinion, like once we get on the road, it's really more of a benefit than a hindrance. Like there's always somebody ready to take that stuff on. And if somebody needs a little bit of a break or needs somebody else to pick up the slack, there's always somebody there ready to do it. And I think we all do a really good job of supporting one another when we're out there and just being honest, like, hey, I need some help with this. Can you jump in? And yeah, usually there's somebody there's like, I got you. I can help out. What do you need? And I don't know, I think we're getting better at it. The older we get and the more we do it, kind of figuring out how to make it through on some of those longer tours and stay happy and healthy and return home in one piece. It is something that we put a lot of time and thought into when we're at home, when we're about to embark on another big tour or like a new kind of leg of touring. Number one is changing up our arrangements. The more songs that we write and want to perform live helps change the show in one regard, but we're always trying to revisit our older material too and present it in a new way. And I think a lot of like formally academically trained musicians, like that's something that we really have fun doing, is digging in and say like, how can we really change this? And just talking to our audiences, like after shows, I think people resonate with that and realize it. Like, oh, I like coming back to your shows because we're not just hearing the same songs presented in the same way. And so I think that's been a big draw in helping us as a live band, is really changing things up. It's like, we're going to play these songs that are more, maybe more popular, but we might always do it in a different way. And we try to carve out moments for each section of the band, again, having seven pieces. So, for instance, on this last tour, we have like a 2-minute horn chorale that comes out of our song Apollonia that was written by our tenor saxophonist Levi. And it's just a moment where everybody else can kind of leave the stage and the lights come down and spotlight. And then right after that, we would go into a version of our song Real Contender that Tom and our bass player Mark would just play as a duo. So finding little moments or these big open improvisations between our drummer Jared and our bass player Mark, finding a point where people can stretch out and showcase like maybe an aspect of their playing and an aspect of playing that an audience might not normally expect to hear at like a pop music concert. And we'll bring in really elements of jazz or free improvisation, which as we were all like playing together before the dip was really a huge part of our lives. So it's fun to kind of go back to those roots and being able to explore those spaces as well. You know, I talked before about spending a lot of time arranging. It's another just offshoot of that. How can we arrange songs? How can we do things a little bit differently every time that's going to keep things interesting for the audience and keep things interesting for us as well? Playing live is a huge love of ours, and I am appreciative of the crowds that we have. It still kind of blows me away that we are able to play for so many people that we do, and it's been really incredible. In our last tour, we just got back from about a month on the road and played for some of the biggest audiences for some of our own shows that we've ever had. So that was really special, and we feel lucky, and hopefully just keep kind of moving up the ladder. That's another Tom one. The way he always describes that one in our live shows is being so in love with somebody that you would do anything for them, even if it means drowning for certain. He introduces with it's like paddling, like swimming out to save someone, even if you're not a good swimmer, and you know it's probably not gonna end well for either of you, but you're gonna show that commitment. And we've been doing that one on a live show too, where we make it sometimes a sing-along moment. Everybody sings the chorus, which is just only the word love. The whole chorus is just love. So definitely a love song through and through.
Just in case you're wondering, when you get swept away, I wanna swim to your rescue. I paddle out into the stars for you. Drown myself in love. Hey, I drown myself. Much, so I'm not as in touch as you wanted me to be. Lately I'm working and draw back the curtain.